This is your WISS Daily News Roundup for Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Winnebago County Executive Gordon Hintz proposes funding the Homeless Eviction and Loss Prevention, or HELP, program in the county through property taxes. The grant that initially supported the program has expired, and Hintz seeks to ensure program stability by funding it in the 2026 executive budget while the county applies for additional grants to support it. A press release from Hintz's office said that since launching in 2022, HELP has worked with hundreds of households facing eviction or housing loss. 74% of the families helped since then have left the program with stable housing. The County Board of Supervisors will consider the 2026 executive budget Monday, October 27th at 6 p.m. We have an update today to a story that got a lot of attention earlier this month. 39-year-old Travis Gant of Oshkosh was in Winnebago County Court Thursday for a preliminary hearing. Now, Gant is charged with mistreating animals, felony bail jumping, two counts of felony intimidation of a victim, and disorderly conduct, all in connection with a dog beating incident on October 7th. Gant is being held on a $10,000 cash bond. He appears in court next at his arraignment on November 17th. A dramatic hearing at the state capitol over investigations into teachers accused of sexual misconduct. Savannah Tomei Olson takes us there.
We are asking the legislature
Wait a second here.
It all started with a story from the Cap Times last week, which said there were at least 200 investigations into Wisconsin teachers over a period of 5 years for grooming or sexual misconduct that were not made public. It detailed specific cases where school staff did not have their licenses revoked after accusations of inappropriate contact with students. State Superintendent Jill Underley wrote a letter demanding a correction, but also said the state needs to update its laws to make it easier for the DPI to investigate these cases. However, the DPI only has the ability to investigate public school teachers. Private school teachers are not required to be licensed in Wisconsin. The Assembly Committee on Government Operations, Accountability, and Transparency held a hearing Thursday asking for testimony from Underley. She chose not to come, which bristled members of the committee. Chair Amanda Nedweski.
Dr. Underley did not even call me. She did not send an email. She did not reach out in any way saying this date did not work for her.
In her place was Tom McCarthy, Deputy Superintendent of Operations. A huge part of this conversation was about grooming, a pattern of behavior that can look innocent. But the goal is to gain students' trust with that innocent-looking behavior in order to take advantage of that relationship.
We see cases where it is a clear boundary violation. Should not be texting that kid at that hour of the night, but they're texting that kid at that hour of the night about making sure they get to school. Is that grooming? Is that a standard?
The legislature cut more than $1 million in funding to the DPI in the latest budget. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Appleton cannot be described as a quiet town. It bustles with activity and music. But this week, about 100 people from Appleton gathered to discuss noise levels. At issue specifically is the noise from revving engines or lack of mufflers on vehicles throughout downtown. The Appleton PD has added a second officer dedicated to issuing traffic citations. And this year, the city has issued about 40 noise citations.
The Wisconsin Department of Transportation Division of Motor Vehicles is sharing tips with residents to highlight National Teen Driver Safety Week. According to a press release, traffic crashes are the leading cause of death for teens in the United States. Wisconsin saw nearly 19,000 crashes involving teen drivers last year, leading to 70 fatalities and nearly 6,000 injuries. DOT officials are reminding parents that proper training and practice for young drivers is crucial for safety, and the DMV's online teen portal offers various resources for driver safety programs. The pool at Jefferson Park in Menasha is now permanently closed. Built in 1959, the pool is almost 70 years old and needs numerous repairs, totaling up to $500,000 to reopen safely. Meanwhile, the city approved the funds last year to enter into the design phase for a new pool, which will eventually cost the city between $10 and $15 million. What would Senator Tammy Baldwin like to see following train derailments in nearby Dodge County? Parker Olson has that story.
Senator Tammy Baldwin sent a letter Tuesday to Canadian Pacific Kansas City about an August train derailment in Dodge County. The derailment led to a crude oil spill near Reeseville. It's the second derailment in as many years in the area. Baldwin's letter to the company responsible for that 24-car derailment called on the company to investigate track issues in the area. Their previous two derailments were both caused by track issues. Baldwin is asking the company to provide her office with the summary of the actions they had taken since that August derailment. She also called on the company for a description of investments and changes in operation since the 2023 derailment that saw 29 cars derailed. For Civic Media News, I'm Parker Olson.
I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
The Bucks on the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks are in Canada tonight to take on the Raptors in Toronto. The team getting word yesterday on MRI showing Kevin Porter Jr. suffered a sprained left ankle in the season opener Wednesday night. No word yet on how long he'll be out. College football, the Badgers head to Eugene to face the number 6th ranked Oregon Ducks. Tomorrow night, they kick off at 6 p.m. Packers head to Pittsburgh tomorrow. They'll play Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers on Sunday Night Football. Baseball. The Brewers have promoted GM Matt Arnold to become the president of baseball operations.
It's not going to change materially, honestly. I've never really been focused on titles at all. Honestly, it's just been something where you keep your head down and you work hard and good things will happen. Obviously thankful to a ton of people here, including this guy, first and foremost, our ownership, family, like just too many people to thank, but especially the guys that are here that I work with every single day.
That's the Brewers' Matt Arnold with Sports on Mike Clemens.
That's your WISS Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WISS.FM.